Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11849. The application of Harry Kuzwani seeks a variance from the minimum off-street parking space required for a hotel, referencing section 115-162A and 115-80B1 in parenthesis of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the northeast corner of Parsonage Road and Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 35863 Parsonage Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map ID is 334, map 13, parcel number 5. This request is for a variance from the minimum off-street parking space required for a hotel. The required parking space would have been 93 spaces. They're requesting 78 spaces, which is a 15-space reduction. And those 78 spaces are intended to serve 60 rental rooms. The board previously received a copy of the plots and a copy of the exhibit booklet. In reference to the file, what we received to date, we received no letters in support. We did receive one letter in opposition, and we received 18 mail returns. Most of those mail returns most likely came from the multifamily projects that sort of surround this property to the east, or to the east, the north, and the south.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Mark Davidson, Lane 472, Davidson Drive, $1.
Please, brother. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, again, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Panoni Associates, located in Milton, Delaware. With me tonight is Mr. Harry Kuzwani, who is the owner of the property, and the applicant, who is wishing to build a Days Inn hotel on this existing site. Just a little bit about Mr. Kuzwani. He's the owner of Harry K. Jewelers, who's been in operation for about 30 years, located on the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach. He's also he's the founder and CEO of Harry K. Foundations, which is they operate 24 pantries. Basically, it's a foundation that doesn't allow kids to go home without a meal at night. So for about 4 years, he started that foundation about 4 years ago. So Mr. Kuzwani is part of the community and has been here for a very long time. He purchased the property back in 2011 with the hopes of being able to expand what the existing use is on the site, which is the old airport motel. The old airport motel has approximately, when he purchased it, it was approximately maybe 15 rooms there. I don't think it was being operated as a motel at that time, but it is the site of the old airport motel, located on Parsonage Avenue. It's just off of Route 1. In the booklet that I've handed out, there's some aerials located in tab 3, and you can kind of see when that motel. Yes, that's the booklet.
Do you have other copies of this?
No, we handed in 8 of them.
They came in the mail.
Could have gotten them in.
I'm sorry, I did not bring any additional copies with me. If there's any, as I go through, if there's anything I can pull out from mine and hand that in. Essentially, what's going to be important tonight, as I go through this, will probably be what's located in tab 2. For the most part, that's the site plan, that's the existing survey showing what the site looks like. And tab 3, I threw in some aerial photos. I tried to date this site back to show back when the hotel or when the airport motel was possibly constructed back in the day, probably the early 70s is what I can figure, because one of the photos I have in the booklet is 1968, It just shows the house that's currently on the site right now, which is located, there's an existing dwelling here, and then the airport motel currently sits right here on the site. And then there's parking in the rear, much like the site plan that we're proposing for the proposed Days Inn Motel. Again, as Mr. Lank introduced the project, we are asking for a parking variance. Essentially, it's a 0.25 from the 1.5 spaces per room. It's, as the code represents, it's 1.5 space per hotel room and 1 per 3 employees. What Mr. Kaswani proposes on the largest shift, he proposes to have 9 employees. It's a smaller hotel. It's not the norm, which is typically found along the Route 1 corridor. Typically, those hotels range in 80 rooms and above. But because of the site constraints here, and as I go through the criteria for the variance, you'll notice that, and I submitted as part of the record, which is in there, a copy of the boundary survey, and we've also performed a boundary survey of the site, and you'll see that this is a triangular-shaped property. It's approximately 1.32 acres. And again, it starts to narrow down. It's wide out in the, along the frontage. It's about 173 feet wide. It goes back about 150 feet until it starts to narrow down all the way to a point in the back. So what that did is that made it a little... it was unique in being able to lay out the parking spaces that are required for the property. So the uniqueness of the property is the actual shape of the property as it narrows down in the back. And you'll notice that on the site plan that I've submitted that we weren't able to utilize the entire back of the property because at that point back here, it's just too narrow. There's just nothing you can do with that portion of the property. There, you can't fit parking. There's just no. It's just going to be considered open space, as well as there's an easement that has already been dedicated prior to Mr. Kaswani buying the property. There's an easement back here along the that was dedicated to the property next door as part of some kind of open space or something, maybe some gardens or some kind of landscaping that they utilize that back property for. Cannot otherwise be developed. The past use of the property, again, was the airport motel. The Mr. Kaswani, he purchased the property to expand the motel into the Days Inn. And again, as I stated, the standard industry for the types of rooms here is 80. What we can do here is, if you grant the variance, we can get up to 60 rooms to fit. And the way the site's going to look, I'll blow this up here. The building will be located up front in this area here. It'll be 4 stories tall, and 60 rooms will fit within that 4 stories, which again is unheard of for a 60-room motel. Most of the time, they're 3 stories tall. This one's got to be 4 story in order to fit within this small footprint area up front here, which is essentially the area that we're going to be working within on the hotel. Given some of the constraints by the Delaware State Fire Marshal's office being able to provide, we have to provide 75% perimeter accessibility around the building. We've had to shape the building as you see it here with the corners. We've been and again, this building was is constrained again by the uniqueness of the shape of this property. So we're going 4 stories. It's going to be 60 rooms. And there's no other uses within the hotel except for the 60 rooms and as part of the Days Inn. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, there was a motel on this site. This site is zoned commercial, zoned C1. C1, it's just off of, just off of Route 1, as you can see by the aerial here. Located on the south side of us is the shopping center where Finn's Bar and their new brew pub is located. On the north side of us is the on this north side here is the Rehoboth Diner. And there's commercial uses, as everybody knows, up and down Coastal Highway. So we are just off the off of that off of Coastal Highway onto Parsonage Road into that. We've met with DelDOT, and we've worked out the entrance placement and how we're going to do the entrance for the rights in, or for the ingress and the egress of the site. We've met with the fire marshal. We've laid out the building per their requirements. The minimum variance, the 0.25 is the minimum for the 1.5 parking spaces down to 1.25. So we have 78 parking spaces. We've dedicated three of those parking spaces for 9 employees, which is per the code, and then we're down to 1.25 parking spaces per room. At the end of tab 2, if you, for those that have the booklet, I put together, there's a couple of tables in the rear back, at the end of tab 2, at the very back behind the plans. One is a parking requirement. It's an example of some sample hotels. And I pulled this from, did some research on hotels and their parking spaces. This just happened to be the Hilton chain. I was looking for different chains to try to, and the Hilton chain kind of came up. It kind of shows what the standard industry for hotel rooms are, or per parking spaces per hotel rooms. And as you'll notice that most of these uses here, although except for the Hilton Garden Inn is at 1.3, most of them are at one space per room. I do know that in the city of Lewis and Rehoboth and Dewey, the hotel parking requirement in those municipalities is one space per room. The second chart is a spreadsheet that we put together, and we went around and went to the various hotels that are up and down the corridor. More specific, right across the highway here. On this aerial here is the Comfort Inn, so that's on there. So we Comfort Inn Hotel has 96 rooms. They have 113 parking spaces. Their parking count is 1.17. And you'll see that the Sleep Inn and Suites is 81 rooms, 95. And the one that Fairfield Inn, just up north of this site here, they're approximately at their 1.5 with the the amount of rooms that they have. But the rest of these, and I want to make a correction on the Hampton Inn. The Hampton Inn that we show here is the property that's at the intersection of Route 24 and Route 1. They share that property with McDonald's. So it was kind of difficult to come up with whose parking spaces belong to who there. So what we've been able to pretty much put together is that McDonald's pretty much needs approximately, we show 136, but there's actually 190 parking spaces altogether between the two, whereby McDonald's is required based on their square footage to have about 80 parking spaces, so it leaves about 110, which is about 1.28 or 1.27 parking spaces for the Hampton Inn. So us asking for the 1.25 is not out of character with what is happening with the motels and hotels up and down Route 1. So, again, we're asking, and again, this is the minimum that we're asking for is the 1.25, which is the reduction from 15 spaces. And with that, that's my presentation, and I'll answer any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you. We'll start with Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions?
Okay. I would assume the existing house will be demolished.
Yes, correct. Everything on the site will be demolished, yes.
Okay. And since you're going four stories, do you know what the height's going to be?
It'll probably be 42 feet, which is
the right at the county limit. So you won't need a variance.
We're not asking for a height variance, no, not at all. We can get it to work. The architects are getting it to work within the 42 feet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Redmond.
Number two is in my mind that cannot otherwise be developed. In other words, if you what impact would it have if you went to 40 rooms?
Went to 40, to be able to go four stories, to be able to build something like that, you can't do it with 40 rooms. The rentals just won't make it up. So there's just no it's just not cost effective to be able to go to the much less. We looked at that because the last thing we wanted to do is to be able to come and ask for this variance. But after developing the site and meeting, and again, there's a lot of things, meeting DelDOT's requirements, the new stormwater regs, meeting all these requirements and trying to build this hotel, on this particular site, and the site being so constrained, we had to put everything up front. The building has to stay up front. It just, 60 rooms is where he needed. He needed the 60 rooms just to make the numbers work.
Cost-effective-wise, you needed the 60 rooms to make it cost-effective.
That's correct.
And if you didn't have the 60 rooms, it just wouldn't be worth the project, you're saying?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Have other questions?
Mr. Workman?
Of all those parking places, how many do we handicap?
We show...
Four.
We show four handicap spaces.
Four handicap.
Yes.
Okay. And is there going to be a restaurant or anything in that? You said room.
No, just they'll probably serve breakfast just for the people that are staying at the hotel. Yeah, there's no restaurant at all.
But there's somebody in there to cook and everything.
Yeah, whatever type of breakfast preparation that, you know.
They have that.
Whether it's continental or it's a warm type of breakfast, it'll be a breakfast. That's
it.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Mills?
It appears you might be actually be able to fit a couple more space or two in the very back, but not that that changes everything. I have no other questions.
Okay.
Just a couple. You'd said no restaurant. I presume no conference room space or convention space or wedding venue space in there.
No wedding venue. No.
So essentially, the only people who will be using this are the employees of the hotel and the people that are staying for lodging.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Have you had any discussions with neighbors about this proposal?
No, not at all.
Have there been any complaints that you're aware of regarding the parking that pertains to the existing motel?
No, not at all.
Will there be any buffering or anything along the edges with the parking?
Yes, there's an existing fence right now, and that fence will continue because of with the commercial in the rear back here, the fence will still, we'll put up the privacy fence will be maintained around the outside perimeter against the adjacent neighbors.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
There's homes around there, too, in the back. Is there any homes or anything like that?
The only thing is this Beach Haven right here, which is an existing, it's an existing condo project.
A condo, okay.
Yeah, it's located on, that portion of property is located on commercial, and there's a condo project right back
there. So it's condos or?
It's all condos around there. And there's single families.
And Seabright in the back.
I think it's condo as well. So.
Okay, no questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Gentlemen, as I said earlier, there was one letter of opposition.
Okay.
And in summary, the letter references that no off-street parking is available for hotel guests in the adjacent area. Parsonage Road is a high traffic area and speeding is common for motorists avoiding the traffic device at Muncie Branch Road. Guests without a parking area may be drawn to using parking in the condominium lots adjacent to the proposed hotel or for the Rehoboth Diner. Parking is restricted to condo owners or diner guests in these lots. The board should consider matching the available legal parking spaces per existing code to the hotel capacity. By reducing the number of hotel rooms, parking spaces can be allocated by current codes without a need for a variance. This hotel will create further traffic issues for the Muncie Branch traffic intersecting Coastal Highway southbound. Parsonage Road access to Coastal Highway is northbound only. Increased traffic flow at this intersection frequently requires several traffic signal cycles for southbound and crossing on Coastal Highway. They recommend the existing minimum off-street parking space per zoning codes be maintained and have the hotel size the structure to the existing minimum of spaces per code, and that's signed by Robert and Joyce Winters, or Winter. That's all right.
Okay. Thank you. Tonight. And then, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr.
Chairman, the applicant, I think, has addressed the standards for granting a variance in that this is a unique shaped lot, being triangle as it is, and difficult to, I think, for anybody to put layout parking spaces on to begin with. The property has been a hotel in the past, and in order for it to continue to its reasonable use, I think it's necessary to grant this variance. The applicant obviously didn't lay the lot out and change its purpose, so I don't feel that the hardship has been created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,849.
And that was second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,849. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,849 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes, sir. Good evening.